B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Seven-five, the Fanatic.
Hey, y'all. Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show.
Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Haiti's the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive-time slot. It's kind of hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to General Knowledge Wednesday today on the Mike Missinelli Show, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. A lot of things to talk about today. We're going to get a little off subject today, but on subject, congratulations, Harold Carmichael, a Philadelphia Eagle of past, in a golden era, the Ron Jaworski era, way back there in the 70s. And he gets into the Hall of Fame. After a lot of tries to get in, he finally gets in. So the Eagle gets in, and the Dallas Cowboy Drew Pearson does not get in. And Drew's not really happy about it. So we'll kind of rehash that. So for all you old-school Eagle fans that have been with this franchise for a long time, it's a reward for you that one of your guys from your era gets into the Hall of Fame, Harold Carmichael. And Harold's been on this show many times. He's been on with Ron Jaworski many times. He's been an Eagle, loyal Eagle employee for a lot of years. So congratulations to him. All right, so tonight the Sixers are back at it. And we'll get into that a little bit. Because there are some subplots to what's going on with the Philadelphia 76ers. But I was talking to a guy today that I ran into. I forget where. But he says to me, so I guess the lines are all lit up with that cheating scandal in baseball. And I go, we talked about Ben Simmons yesterday. So it really wasn't. And it got me thinking. And here's what I'm thinking, because this is a big national story, right? People are freaked out about this, right? People within baseball, like these baseball players. I was watching Mark Teixeira on ESPN today, and he's going, they should never get another job, and Carlos Beltran should be fired now because he was part of the whole thing. And I'm glad, maybe I'm missing something here. Does the public really care that much? In a lot of ways, this is like a test marketing show. Do we care about the cheating scandal? Here's the way I look at it. First of all, we are a naturally cheating society in America. I don't know beyond the borders, but in America, we are programmed that we have to get ahead. We have to get ahead of the other guy. We have to get paid more than the other guy. We have to get better grades than the other guy. Our business has to be better than the other guy. And everything in America is cutthroat. Now, actually, when it's cutthroat, you're more inclined to cut some corners and do some cheating. So I look at the baseball thing and I go, okay, this is a sport. And these guys tried to gain an advantage. Is it against the rules? Yeah, I guess it's against the rules. But I was saying yesterday, baseball is the only thing where you can actually cheat and still not benefit from the cheat. Like in football, if you videotape somebody's plays and you see a set and you're prepared, like the Patriots, and they go, all right, the Eagles are going to run this play because we saw it on video, so we're going to stop it. That's different. In baseball, even if you have the information, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have success with the information. Now, Tyrone, I know you're totally on the other side of this issue here. And I'm not going to deny that it's a cheat, right? I'm not going to deny that. They're bending the rules for their own benefit. They're breaking the rules for their own benefit. My question is this. Does the public really care when we cheat in baseball? baseball has been cheating since its inception with spitballs and Vaseline balls and water in the dirt at first base so a base stealer can't get a good jump. Like, little things like that have been going on in baseball forever.
And I don't like it, Mike. And you're biased towards baseball. You love baseball.
I'm not biased towards baseball.
It's your favorite sport.
No, it's not. Basketball's really my favorite sport.
But you love baseball. You have a reverence for baseball.
Yeah, but this has nothing to do with my reverence for baseball. This has to do with the public's perception of baseball. Like, taking steroids was flouting the rules.
Yeah.
We didn't care. Like, we can say we cared. We didn't care. We knew what was going on. We cared about guys that could muscle dudes that could hit home runs. That's what we cared about. We cared about pitchers who were enhanced by steroids. We were in it for the enjoyment of the game.
And I look at steroids different because it was rampant. What you have here is isolated couple of guys that went above and beyond to cheat. They cheated and they won via cheating because they have not won since the cheating has gone on. They've done nothing but fail. Then the Red Sox take the same cheating, and then they win. So 17 and 18, back-to-back years, they won, I believe, solely because they cheated. And for that reason, not only should we, I don't know if people care. We'll find out today on the phone.
I am telling you that people don't care. But you're not looking at the other thing. It's crafty what they did. Every team could have used the same craft. They could have done the same thing that the Astros and Red Sox did. If they were slick enough, they just figured out a way to cheat better than the other teams.
They got a film room. They looking at it on a monitor.
Any other team could have done the same thing. They just never thought of it.
Yeah, but you can say that about a great heist of a casino. Anyone could have stole from the casino,
of course,
but they were wise.
Yeah, right, and that's why they made Ocean's 11. Yeah. They cheated their ass off.
Right.
I was rewarded at the end.
But it's different, and I'll tell you how it's different. And this is what bothers me about it. I'm all for cheating the man. In fact, I applaud cheating the man. But you cannot cheat your fellow man. And what they did was they took away from their fellow baseball, their peers, Mike.
All right, so let's cut to the chase here, because people have been stealing signs for years.
Yes.
All right? And so to prevent teams from stealing signs, they got a little more sophisticated. They said, I'm going to flash five signs. In the second inning, it's going to be the second sign. In the third inning, it'll be the fourth sign, right? These guys were crafty enough to get video to crack the code, just like they cracked the German code in the movie, what was the movie? Innovation Game or something like that with Benedict Cumberbatch,
yes,
right? Imitation Game. It took a long time for them to crack the code. They did it with diligence and study and analytics. It's ingenious what they did.
All great heists are ingenious, but they're still inherently wrong. And that's why, if it was up to me, Mike, when I would have came down with these punishments, I would have vacated the 17 World Series and I would have vacated the 18 World Series. We got to keep it clean. The Nationals, yeah, you keep yours because you won.
All right. Whatever you do, I don't really care. In the past, when you found out teams cheated, you took away wins, you took away this, took away the records, all the whole bit. You vacated wins. I'm telling you that the public doesn't care that much. I'm really telling you, they don't really care that much. And if it was their team doing it, they go, oh, well, we just found an edge that the other team didn't. It's ingenious what they did.
It was, but now you're dealing with Carlos Beltran, the manager of the Mets. Now, that hits home for me as a Phillies fan. That hits home. If they're going to be cheating, and Brantley with a film room.
He's got no chance to keep his job, all right? So there's going to be punishments coming down the line. So you're telling me, like, okay, this is commonplace in baseball, because I remember doing it myself. You're on second base, and you look at the catcher signs, and you figured out that they're using the second sign. You're alerting your hitter. That's legal. But to do it by video in a sophisticated science way, we have a problem with that.
Yes.
Now, what's the difference?
The difference is you can't film it and have a secret room after you were warned.
It's the same thing. You're cheating. If you're on second base, suppose you're a guy that can crack the code. You're smarter than the rest of your teammates. All of a sudden, you crack the code, and you're flashing the sign to your hitter. It's the same thing as hitting the trash can twice.
No, this is the difference. Yeah, that's the other part they were doing. Hitting the trash can.
But it's like me. You know what? I used to hit my leg twice. The teams that didn't use the code. Like, I wasn't going to sit there and figure out the code. But there were teams that actually, when I'd be on second base, and they would flash 1-2-3. They'd still use the fundamental 1 fastball, 2 curve, 3 changeup.
Right.
They wouldn't even, I mean, it insulted me as a baseball. I look at it, and I go, I see 2 down. I hit my leg twice. But the thing about baseball is you still have to hit the number 2.
Right, but they...
You still have to hit the slider.
But in that code, not only was it the pitch, sometimes it was location. So if you know fastball away and that's all you have to look for, that it's one thing to just look fastball. But to know it's fastball away or fastball inside, that's beyond.
I got
that's
you.
Beyond
yeah, and guess what? If it's a good enough fastball away, you're going to hit it anyway. you know what Cheney works against? Guys like Pivetta. That's what Cheney
works. It worked in the World Series, Mike. It worked in the World Series.
For fairness, Hemba.
Yes.
Has some stats that he laid on me. And look, I'll acknowledge that it's helpful. What I'm just saying is that I don't think people care that much about it.
Well, fine.
Like,
out.
The people in baseball are all a tizzy. Like, people that cover baseball. Oh, my God. It's such a violation. The Astros in 27 postseason, home, when they're doing this video work, they were 8-1. They scored 51 runs, 18 home runs, 37 extra base hits, .273 batting average, on-base percentage of .343, slugging .519. They're significant numbers. Because on the road, they're 3-6. They only scored 27 runs, 9 home runs, only 24 extra base hits. They hit .208 as a batting average. All right, so it's significant. But what I'm saying is, it's ingenious that team found a way to get an edge. And the other teams could have done the same thing. They didn't.
Yeah, apparently it was Cora and Beltran who came up with it.
There you go.
Here's the thing. Went to the manager, then who went to the GM. Because the GM, you know, you got to work out the camera work. You got to work out a room for everybody to watch the monitors. But apparently it started with Beltran as a player. And everyone always said he was like the smartest player in baseball. That's why he wanted to go straight to being a manager. Yeah. It just went up the line like that.
It was a sinister plot.
Yeah.
Much like the CIA does every day. And we don't have a problem with the CIA because it benefits us, right?
That's a violation.
CIA, sinister plots every day. Task force.
Yeah, they got all kinds of stuff going.
All right. We are a society predisposed to cheat, to cut corners.
Fair.
Fair. All right.
But I don't like it.
You ever take a cheat sheet into a test?
Like maybe once, but not.
You ever write something on your palm?
Well, maybe a couple times, but
Natalie and Carl Dougherty, did you ever cheat?
Did you ever flout
the rules?
I may have. Uh-huh. I used to write for a couple classes. I would write. I would write the answers on my leg.
Yeah, I get
because then I could just the skirt.
They found an edge that no one else had, and they finally got caught for it, and they're going to get punished. But leading up to that moment. Ha ha ha! we found something you didn't. We cracked your damn code. How's that? You know how not to make the code more sophisticated next time. That's what I say.
What?
Make the code more sophisticated.
They're filming it. They're going to figure out any code.
Maybe it'll take them longer to figure it out, and they won't have time to hit the trash can.
There it is.
They got to decipher that quickly. If you make it more sophisticated, there's no way they can decipher it quick enough. They hit the trash can twice. All right. This is General Knowledge Day. We're going to have fun with this show because a lot of this is tongue-in-cheek. I'm just saying, listen, I know it's obvious they cheated. I'm just saying people really don't care about it. So General Knowledge Today in the grand prize, first of all, presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having their most accurate tools in their toolbox. And when precision measurements matter, be sure with Testo. Today, one pair of foreigner tickets at the BB&T Pavilion. Get this, with Kansas and Europe. Remember Europe?
I'm not.
Oh, you got to play Europe. I had a big hit, monster hit.
I'll find it.
All right.
I like Kansas, though.
Kansas, but that was my go-to group back in the day.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Dust in the Wind?
Yeah, but they're all dead now, so. Only like two
they
dudes.
Are?
Yeah, there's only like two dudes left.
Well, they're not all dead.
Anyway, and Foreigner, the lead singer, has been replaced, but he sounds just like Lou Graham. And also, a pair of tickets to see the Zach Brown Band. Zach Brown Band with Gregory Allen Isakov. BB&T Pavilion on June 19th. And we have a consolation prize. Yep. How are we giving this away?
First 12 winners will qualify.
First 12 winners will get a pair of boxing tickets. World champion Julian Williams makes his Philadelphia homecoming title defense against hard-hitting Jason spelled J-E-I?
He's not from America.
That's why I didn't think it was pronounced Jason. It's Jason Rosario on Saturday, January 18th at 8 p.m. You can watch on Fox PBC Fight Night and on Fox Deportes. Or see the event live at Temple University's Leah Cora Center. Tickets are on sale at leahcoracenter.com/events. Here are our categories. General knowledge. Comedy movie quotes. IMDb top 100 movies of all time. By rank. I'll give you a hint on those. And finally, best-selling British musical acts.
Oh,
The top three, it gets tough.
That's so appropriate for my shirt today, too.
Oh, yeah.
We have mascots, the Beatles.
Well, wow, there you go.
As the mascots. Who knew?
It is. It's karma.
Yes.
Yes. All right. 610-620-975 is how you get in. We'll talk about Ben Simmons because the show can't go by without us talking about him. But we're going to roll with this show on a Wednesday, talk about everything, including sign stealing, whether you care or not. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, it's 2:23 on the Mike Missinelli Show. 2 o'clock hour of the show is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin, Attention HVAC Contractors. This is Ferguson's County location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Let's start the Twitter poll. Twitter poll is, of course, brought to us by Paul B. Moore & Sons. If you're wondering what to get to family in the new year, how about giving their weekends back? Get that Husqvarna automower from Paul B. Moore & Sons. You can check out the automower in person at the showroom in Doylestown or online at paulbmoyer.com. Natalie Eganoff.
Thanks, Mike. Over 300 votes on this one so far. Do you care about cheating in sports? 78% say yes, 22% say no.
All righty.
So everybody cares. Well, not everybody.
No, people don't really care.
78% do.
If the Phillies had used that to win the World Series, do you think people would care?
No.
All right. Well, there you go. they wouldn't. They wouldn't care. It's as simple as that.
You only care when you're on the receiving end of it.
Of course.
Because I still care.
They're not even on the receiving end. If the Phillies had gotten beaten by the Astros, then I can see what I mean. Yeah, that's the only when you're personally invested in it do you care.
Yes, I still care about 2005.
I would care if my team won by cheating.
Because you just detest cheating in its pure form.
Yes, unless you're cheating the man.
Unless you're cheating a man.
You can cheat. Don't ever cheat your fellow man. But if you're cheating the man.
And the system?
The system. Whatever you want. Yeah. That's what I mean by if you want to cheat the system. I don't care.
See, everybody has their own little personal taste for what's cheating allowable and what's not.
Right. I'm not a Puritan. I just have a line. My line is.
All right. People are asking me email. Can you explain how it was actually done? All right. So basically, let me read the rule first of all. The rule says. You can't get any clearer to violate the rule, by the way. Electronic equipment, including game feeds in the club replay room and or video room, may never be used during a game for the purpose of stealing the opposing team's signs. So basically, they have this live game feed that they now consult to determine whether they want to challenge something. A replay shows that maybe the guy was safe at first base. You call him out. So you use that live game feed to figure it out. Well, the live game feed also includes the feed that is coming in from behind, like from center field, where you're looking at the catcher's signs. So what was going on is they're looking at the catcher's signs, and nobody, very rarely you're going to put down one sign in Major League Baseball. So the catcher's going to flash, even if nobody's on base, they're going to flash a couple signs. If the guy's on second base, you can see as many as five signs being flashed, and they'll use like the second sign of the five, whatever they determine before the inning. So they're videoing this, and some analyst back there is going, okay, I've cracked the code. They're using the second sign when they go five signs. They're using the third sign when they just go three, stuff like that. And then they would relay it to the hitter by a bat banging on a trash can. One, two, three. Like, if it's one, well, here comes a fastball. If they get two, a breaking ball is coming. Maybe three, curveball. I don't know how they got away with it, just hitting that plastic trash can, and nobody thought it was odd. It's amazing to me, right?
Apparently, someone did tip them off, and they were like, no, it's just our rituals for good luck. Somebody did tip them off.
Yeah, something you could easily hide. So that's the way they were doing it. And that allegedly gave them an advantage. I'm going, all right, it did. There's no question. And it's a violation of the rule, no question. But it's ingenious. It's really ingenious. Because the same thing, you can do the same thing with your own eyeballs if you're on second base. You can read the whole scenario and go, hey, I was looking at it. They're using the second sign. So what do? The third inning, you use the fourth sign. The fifth inning, when it's gone on second base, you flash six signs and you use the first one. You can always crack the code.
Here's the thing, though. They use those feeds from a lot of people. So they would watch, like, if they're playing the Dodgers, they've seen 162 Dodgers games. They had somebody go through and come up with all the combinations. Oh, this, the fifth. They had all of them. There was no getting around it.
Yeah, but change it every inning. The past analysis of what they used to do doesn't apply to changing it every inning. There's not enough time to figure it out. If you use a new sequence, there's not enough time to get the signal to that hitter.
After the first batter, you put down 27 things, then goes to 21st, and then boom, they're right back at it. They got the guy doing it in real time. It was related in real time.
I need people to admit, does this really, like, these baseball people are flipping out. Like, I love Jason, but Jason and guys that cover the game are outraged by the cheating. That's, you know, but I go, does the public care? No. They don't really care.
We got to do better morally.
I mean, I agree with Ty on that and just the whole. But I find it interesting about you, Mike, is because you are such a baseball purist.
I'm not strange that you're not as outraged. I'm such a baseball purist that I know cheating has been part of baseball since it's been in existence.
Fair.
You're always cutting corners in baseball.
Right.
Baseball's damn hard.
Yeah.
You try to cut every corner you can to get an edge. You still have to hit the hard slider, even if you know it's coming.
Yeah.
OJ did a video today on Twitter and said he used to play golf with Mickey Mantle. And Mickey Mantle used to tell him stories on the golf course about all the different ways he used to cheat.
Of course.
But, I mean, I can't be siding with OJ.
No. Nobody cares what he thinks.
So involved. 162 games. There's one pitch every day. How many pitches an inning? 30 pitches an inning. 9 innings. Three out. The whole bit. You're trying to get an edge. That's why you got defensive charts. Is that illegal?
No,
they cracked the code.
They're doing analysis.
They go, okay, we have now studied his last 200 batted balls in play. He hits the ball to the right. We did that with video.
You can do that with your own video watching the games. You can't be doing that in real time.
You're reducing the odds to give your team an edge in baseball because it's almost necessary to do that.
I can't believe it.
All right, well, I'm just telling you. Gene and Doylestown, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Gene.
Good afternoon, Michael.
What's up, Gene? How you doing?
I'm doing well today. Thank you. Two quick points. One, congratulations, Harold Carmichael. And I think, yes, it might have been a little bit of karma that Drew Pearson didn't get in because Dallas ended his consecutive game catch streak with a cheap shot.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why he didn't get in this time around. But I digress. As far as the cheating scandal goes, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And this is, you know, I am a baseball purist like you, played it, loved the game, you know. But as far as stealing signals go, I mean, isn't this just like more analytics? Couldn't it be considered?
It is analytics. It's using video because since we have access to this now, somebody has figured out that video can actually help us cheat better. That's basically what it is.
It can help us cheat.
Because we cheated without the video for years. People have been studying signs. The Phillies did it from their center field bullpen. Did we care about that?
Do you
remember
bit.
That when the bullpen coach was relaying signs to the Phillies when they were good?
And you know what I said? Good job. Good hustle. Way to go, you know?
we didn't have an outrage on Sports Talk Radio when it benefited the Phillies.
I may be in the minority, but I was a little, I don't want to say outraged, but surprised by the level of penalties that were handed down. Guys losing their job, Beltran.
Well, you got to make it look good. It's just like the steroid thing. You can't have public mistrust, even though basically I don't think they care at all. But the corporation has to care. The corporation can't say, well, nobody cares. The corporation has to say, we're doing the right thing.
I mean, did I see today where the Red Sox are parting ways with Cora over there?
Yeah, he's done red. Yesterday that happened. The only issue left is whether Carlos Beltran, who was part of that 2017 scam with the stealing of signs, is going to keep his job with the Mets. And I watched Mark Teixeira say, absolutely, he should be fired. There's no way that he can manage the Mets now.
I disagree wholeheartedly. I don't see the point.
You want a general knowledge question, Gene, to start things off?
I'll take a stab at one.
Here we go. What country... See, this is not new. This is not a new Donald Trump idea. What country built a 1,000-mile fence to prevent the spread of rabbits?
What country built a 1,000-mile fence to prevent...
Prevent the spread of rabbits. See, they built a wall, too, for a certain reason.
Rabbits. Who's got a lot of rabbits? I don't know. Holland?
Sorry. It was Australia. Apparently, it didn't work.
Well, I mean, rabbits are kind of elusive.
Right.
Yeah. Poor Australia.
They ran the length of 1,000 feet and came on.
And then the rabbits just went around it.
Or they dug under it.
Yeah. I mean,
rabbits are pretty crafty, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
All right. Yeah. Let me just say one thing. Where cheating is not permissible because it's so heinous to the game, the nature of the game.
What's that?
That's golf. You can't cheat in golf.
I was going to say, how would you cheat in golf?
Because that's a well-established total taboo. In baseball, they were cheating in the 1800s.
Yeah, but not, it's against the rules. You shouldn't cheat in any
sport. But it's not really against the rules in baseball. Morally, it is. But when you're using your own eyeballs to like get a sign and figure out what the other team's doing, that's perfectly... It's legal today.
Well, with your eyes, but not with full-fledged video equipment.
What's the
and people relaying stuff. You use a rotary phone to call to the dugout. It's just now you all of a sudden got a wireless hookup to the dugout.
It's just reflective of technology is what it is.
They don't use it in any other way in baseball.
They were using
God forbid they don't. They still have to do the rotary phone to call to the dugout, to the bullpen.
All these years, they've been cheating with their eyes. So now they use video, and now it's an outrage.
It
now
is an outrage.
Think about it. It was totally permissible if you use your eyes to cheat.
I don't care.
It's totally permissible if you ran the first base box so the guy gets stuck in the mud. Like, little things happen to me. In golf, it's always been well established that is a total, that's something you never do in the gentleman's game of golf. Baseball's not a gentleman's game.
No, but I don't have a problem with the golf cheating. The fact that somebody can call in and snitch, you can call in and tattletale.
Your problem is with the snitch, and we're going to get to that a little later.
Yeah.
That's another topic we're going to talk about because you got selective violation. You got selective in your world. Cheating is sometimes if you cheat the man, it's good.
Yeah,
and if you're snitch, it's always bad.
Yes,
but in this particular case, you're endorsing the violation that came to light through a snitch.
The snitch should be banned from the game.
But you're benefiting from the information. You can't have it both ways.
Listen.
You can't benefit and be outraged by the cheating and yet abhor the snitch who brought the cheating up.
Well, we'll have to get into it. I think I can.
We'll have to get into it. Phil and Hershey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Phil.
Mike, I believe the public does care about stealing the signs.
Okay.
I totally agree with Tyrone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by you making your opinion... Your lawyer background is coming forward. You have no integrity.
What do you mean I have no integrity? Let me ask you a question. Were you outraged when the Phillies did it from the bullpen?
No.
Oh, why not?
Well, I'm a Philly fan.
Oh, see that? You're a Philly fan. But it's my integrity that's shot to hell.
Yes, it's your integrity. That's correct. Mike, I'm a lot older than you. I've lived in Bristol for years. I remember you as a young boy, and it should be obvious to your audience that you were a bad kid. Okay?
I was a great kid. What are you talking about?
You were bad.
I was not bad. I was slightly incorrigible, but I was always a good kid.
All right, thank you for your time.
All right.
That was a great call.
That was a good call, yeah.
Oh, my God. Philly, I don't have a problem with it. Okay. I'm not advocating anything. I'm telling you, it's a clear violation. I just read the rule. There can't be any more of a clear violation of the rule blatantly. What I'm saying is, it was ingenious what they did. They found another level to cheat in baseball, which has been going on for centuries. Well, not centuries, decades.
Yeah, they added an extra little oomph.
They did. They took advantage of our modern day technology, which everybody swears by. Oh my God, we live in such a techno world. Well, they used it to their advantage. How do you like that, Mr. Apple?
Yeah, I don't like that one bit. Let's take away a lot of those cameras. Get a cleaner game.
Yeah, but they have to look at the replay. They can't use their own eyes to look at the replay. They have to look at the video to see the replay. They can't determine with their eyes whether to challenge. They need the video. That's okay, though.
Yes, yeah, so I think you can take away some of this video.
Okay. Let's go to Brenton in New Cumberland. Brenton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brenton.
Mike.
What's up?
I usually agree with everything you say. Don't get mean to me if I differ my opinion.
I don't care. If you disagree, Tyrone disagrees with me, too.
I know, but Tyrone's never let go of that Hanson thing, so I agree with him wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. My thing about it is, like, picture the Eagles are in another situation where they're about to make it a good run, and, you know, they happen to be playing in Dallas for whatever. Say it's the division game. And Gary just, you know, calls the maintenance guy and tells him to turn the heater up or the whatever, the AC on and put it on high so everybody taking field goals. The ball goes, you know, 20 yards.
That's done all the time.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, isn't that not frustrating? Like,
it's just gamesmanship. It's like having a locker room overheated or overcooled. You know, back in the day with the Pistons and Celtics and all that stuff.
I get it. Listen, I kind of get it. I'm 25, so it kind of puts me, you know, back in school, you know, relatively recently. That's relevant because I cheated on AP Spanish. I was in my home. I had a little cheat sheet there, and I cheated my Vendeo off.
Well, there you go.
But that's different though because I didn't cost my teacher her job and all that. Alex Cora.
What a justification. You're justifying you cheating.
No, I'm not. I'm saying if you paid me $1 million or whatever these guys make or the managers make,
you would cheat. No, to get it, winning is what's rewarded in professional sports. You take the shortest cut to winning.
That's some sports. Some scenarios in sports, I agree with you. But the biggest thing about this topic that I don't think anybody's really talking about is the fact that, like, where we are today in sports, especially baseball, because baseball is, you know, for a while it was kind of like everything was ahead of it, you know, as far as what people are watching. It's basketball, NFL, everything else. You know, baseball was on the downhill. What's helped them reboot is all this sports betting. That comes into play now because if I'm betting or, you know, you're betting or Tyreen's betting or Natalie's betting, it's like you want to make sure what you're betting on is true.
The world doesn't revolve around betting. I mean, listen, I hear what you're saying, but just because you got to place a bet that may lose because the Astros cheated, that's your fault. You didn't have to bet. But it shouldn't be fairness because you want to make money betting.
Gotta have it.
It's about winning. Winning is rewarded in this country in every stinking form. Whether it's your grades, whether it's your job, whether it's sports, you have to be better than the other guy in America. There's nothing different about it. But it's a reflection of society, what these guys did in baseball.
Well, that's why I would vacate the win. It would not go on anybody's heart. And
you'd really send a lesson down there. Vacate the win.
And on top of this, I would tell the Hall of Fame voters, vote however you want, but treat every future Astro like you treat Barry Bonds. And say vote however you want.
Let's not stop there. Barry Bonds cheated to get the numbers, but with steroids. So let's vacate every win that he was involved in. How about we do that?
Listen, if that's what's necessary.
Vacate every hit. You want that?
I can accept that.
You can't accept that.
I don't like that, but I could accept that.
You would never accept that.
I could accept
you're saying that to shape the narrative now.
What it can do is now it's a hard stance. Any cheating means you're losing everything. I bet you people will think twice. They'll have to go that extra mile to cheat. Because I know people are still always going to cheat, but I feel like this was too flimsy because all it took was one player going to a different team and snitching. That's not a well-contained system. You gotta have a better system than that.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm just looking at a story here. Phillies bullpen coach caught with binoculars.
Now, what year was that?
2010.
So did they do that in 08?
I don't know if they did it in 08. It was just captured in 2010. Maybe they did do it in 08.
Then they might have to vacate.
Come
on. You can't cheat. You can't be cheating.
Vacate anything? You're not going to vacate achievement.
Well, I guess
all you can do is react to the cheating. You're not going to vacate anything in baseball.
Well,
one point is, it's all selective. McBill Meyer using bullpens, binoculars, relaying signs. Well, I don't have a problem with that. This? Oh, my God. 610-632-0975. Back into this.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, how many of us have looked at our finances and thought, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? I mean, it creeps up on us, right? Unexpected home and car repairs, medical bills, credit card debt. Here's a really smart strategy to help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed rate personal loan at bestegg.com. The rates are great, and now is the right time to do it. Use your Best Egg personal loan to pay that stack of bills and credit cards with the crazy high interest rates that can destroy your credit. Why not pay everything off and have one easy, low monthly payment? Bank what you save each month for that long overdue vacation. Consumers rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs for their super easy online loan app. Takes just about a minute with no impact to your credit score. And upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. So get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/fanatic. That's BestEgg.com/fanatic. BestEgg.com/fanatic.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
247, Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm looking at this old story because McBill Meyer went to the Tigers. And there was in 2015, there was a little dust up when the Tigers catcher was James McCann. And he suspected the guy from the Royals, Alex Rios, was trying to steal signs from second base in the ninth inning. So he called timeout and he went to the mound. And he glared at Rios. And he told his pitcher what he wanted rather than flash the sign. So he says, if you can relay signs and get away with it, good for you. That's what he said at the time. So it's like part of baseball. No. You can relay signs and get away with it, good for you.
See, now I think there needs to be maybe even more technology where the catcher and the pitcher can somehow communicate differently.
Yeah, like how about like what they do with the helmet for the quarterback?
Yeah.
How about an earpiece?
Yeah.
Where the manager's tapping, you know.
Yeah, something like that that goes direct. The problem is, if you go on the road, It'll be like the Patriots. Like they say, every time you get to the Patriots, all of a sudden your radio doesn't work. And now you have to do hand signals. Like, so somebody, people would cheat that. But maybe Major League Baseball.
Could you steal wireless signals also?
You could. But then there's ways you could just say, the rain in Spain lands mainly on the plane. You can have that worked out ahead of time. You can hear that and not know.
What is that? Is that My Fair Lady? Is that what is that from? My Fair Lady? Rain in Spain fall mainly on the plane? Where'd you come up with that?
It's a thing.
That's a song. I know it's a song, but we're talking
about... Yes, that is correct. It's My Fair Lady.
Is that the one that does Shaboopy? The one that's hard to get? Is that the one, where they sing that song?
Why did you pull that out of your ear? The rain in Spain falls mainly on a plane.
I mean, I think about that often.
You don't look like a My Fair Lady type of dude.
I've seen My Fair Lady.
Oh, you have?
I actually...
No, Shaboopy's the Music Man.
Oh, that's the Music Man. I saw them on the same day. I'm actually into theater.
You are.
Yeah.
So the rain in Spain falls mainly on a plane stuck in your head.
Yeah.
From seeing that.
Yeah, my wife and I try to go to play. They have in Princeton, they get some Broadway people that come down. Mm-hmm. We try to, we don't get to go as often because of the schedule, but we try to go a few times a year to see plays.
Good you, man.
I kind of like theater because it's live, like radio's live.
Yeah.
When you see a movie, that you don't know how many takes it was. A play or this show, one take. Yeah, so everything's just in there. So I respect
musicals
that.
Musicals don't do it for me, though. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
None?
No. I mean,
really?
I've seen all the classics.
Yeah.
Phantom of the Opera and the Miserables. I mean, there's a story intertwined in that. But like My Fair Lady or like Guys and Dolls.
You know, I saw that though in movie form. Because Dick Van Dyke's in one of them.
Yes, he is.
Oklahoma, where the ends are ripping. No, that's not me.
Like, why'd you start singing? I used to like that SNL skit. They were like, wait a minute. How'd you guys all know the moves? Well, this guy just started singing. Norm Macdonald used to do it. He'd say, and you guys went like this. He's like, how'd you know? He's like, well, you're trying to explain how he did it.
Yeah, I don't know. In any event, see what I have here? I'll show the TV audience here. See this? What is that?
$7.
That's $7. Because I, on the way to work, visited my friendly neighborhood Giant.
I bet you did.
With my grocery receipt, which was and the $7 coupon and cash, baby.
And they gave it back to you, right?
$7. It's no questions asked.
Yeah, that's what it's there for.
Well,
I told you, my grandmother did it all the time.
I felt creepy about it, be honest with you.
Why?
I know.
Going in the line.
It's kind of cheesy and, you know. Take to get the
$7.
$7? Stop it just for
$7. $7 is $7.
I get it. And I did it.
Good. I'm glad. You should do it more often.
I might
put it in a jar.
This is a reminder.
For your rainy day.
You use the coupon.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Greg and Bethlehem. Greg, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Greg.
Hey, don't spend that $7 all at once.
I'm gonna frame it.
Get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
It will. A latte, though.
Yeah,
venti latte.
Yeah, I enjoyed your discussion yesterday about the enigma that is 25. Uh-huh. And it got me to thinking because, you know, you kept saying that it's a hard nut to crack. And I wondered, do you think he would respond to an opinion from somebody, an icon like the doctor, Julius Erving?
Yeah, Doc's had many conversations with him.
Has he really?
Yep.
Because they sort of have a similar style, even though they play different positions.
No matter who says it to him, somebody can come down from space and tell him. He's been told 1,000 times. It's not who's telling him. It's whether he wants to do it or not. And it doesn't really matter who's telling him to do it because they're all telling him to do it. He's getting mocked throughout the NBA for crying out loud for not shooting.
Yeah, I just figured if Doc was an icon, you know, he could say, well, geez, you know, son, I wish I had a jump shot when I was playing because I really could have opened things up for me. And, you know, it would have been more of a conversation rather than, hey, you need to do this. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
Doc's had many conversations, though.
Okay. Well, unsuccessful, I guess.
Yeah, I'm out. I have no more ideas. I'm out. He's been told publicly by the coach, privately by the coach. He's been mocked by his peers throughout the NBA. I don't know what to say.
Is he that thick? I've never heard him talk, really.
I just think he's got this will. You tell him to do something, he's not going to do it unless he wants to do it.
Yeah.
He's a stubborn man.
He needs to find a girl that'll...
Oh, he's got a girl. I'll bet you she tells him, too. She probably tells him to shoot the rock. Kendall's probably saying it. All right, you want a general knowledge question?
Sure.
Comedy movie quotes. There's the quote. Do I make you horny?
Do Austin Powers.
That's right, it's Austin Powers.
Do I make you randy, baby?
There you go. He got it.
Yeah, you didn't Google it. That was good for
That's
Greg.
A good pull for Greg.
I didn't think Greg was going to
I didn't think he was either.
Well, and your delivery was just really funny, too.
Yeah, I couldn't actually do the actual delivery.
Do I make you horny, baby?
I can't do that, because that would have been a giveaway. I have to read it as blandly as possible. 3 o'clock hour is ahead. 610-622-0975. Mike Masnelli Show, back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.